Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Box Office Breakdown on the Popcorn Talk Network. I just looked over and I just see Tom go like this with his hand. I was like, are you going to hit the table?
I got to stretch my arm out.
Is that a stretch?
Yeah, I was pitching.
And you were cheersing. I thought something was going down.
He's back.
I'm back.
I'm your host, Sarah Stratton, and I'm joined again. Thank you, JTE, for returning to us.
It was good.
Safe and sound.
Yeah, I had to come back, take a little trip to a facility, get over some things that I found down there. But I had a good time in Columbia. It was really nice.
Get over the family. Some things that you found down there.
I mean, some addictions die hard.
Yeah.
But it was a good time.
That's a wonderful shirt you have on.
I love this shirt. Don't get me started. I went on a rant about how much I love this shirt.
You did 17,000 foot steps this weekend.
No, I did 17,000 steps yesterday.
That's a lot.
In one day.
Really?
How did you do that? Like, what did you do?
Dancing. I've learned that is the key to winning Fitbit competitions.
That's a good thing.
Who's the competition again?
Against my family.
Against your family. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. And I was struggling for first place, so I had to really pull out my A game yesterday.
Were you celebrating the gay marriage thing?
I did. Nice. A bit. Okay. I didn't. I live in West Hollywood. And
you're in the epicenter.
Everyone was so happy.
Yeah. So I don't know why.
But it was to the point that, like, I couldn't really drive anywhere.
Mm.
Like, it just becomes difficult.
The gays like to have something to party about, and that's something that they've been fighting for a long time. I don't know why they want to do it. Now they're just going to be miserable like every other married couple.
Tax benefits.
They had it good. They should. I'm trying to ban heterosexual marriage.
Is that your next goal? Yes,
that's what I want to do.
So everyone else is celebrating being married. Tom's going to be fighting marriage for all.
And then I was watching True Detective too.
Yeah,
it's a very interesting show.
Have you been following True Detective? Because you're a big HBO fan.
I'm a huge HBO fan. I don't watch True Detective though. I watched a little bit of season one, liked it. I've also haven't been hearing the greatest things about season two.
Yeah,
so not really being pulled in.
I like everything Rachel McAdams is doing.
I want to watch Ballers.
No, watch that.
It's not good.
Not good?
It's not good so far. No. It's trying to be like Entourage.
It looked like it was going to be good.
World,
yeah, it's not the best.
But I like The Rock.
The Rock's great, but it's the show. He's in a bad show.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Hey, what's that gift that you were sending around with Rachel McAdams?
It was a scene from some romantic comedy with Jason Patrick, I want to say.
Jason Sudeikis?
The guy that was in Insidious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Patrick Wilson.
Patrick Wilson, yeah.
Right?
She did a love scene with him, and there's like a gif of her. That booty dough.
Tweet it out.
Because listen, there's just one thing, and I said this, the one thing I've Googled since I've started watching season two True Detective is whether Rachel McAdams is single or not.
Ugh.
She's not. You know who she's dating?
Who?
Michael Sheen.
The one from Iceman?
No. That's Michael Shannon.
Oh.
Michael Sheen's like the English actor who's in the show Masters of Sex.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, cool guy, but man,
Mind did I? She
good
used to date
Ryan Gosling. Yeah.
The Notebook.
Oh, but he's with Eva Mendes, and
baby, and they're happy.
That actually might be an upgrade.
Yeah, it is.
You can't argue that.
All right. Well, before we make this whole show about Rachel McAdams, let's actually talk about our winners.
Yes.
Thank you guys. So many of you participated, and you are all smarter than us. Going out to 5 for 5 people with Lawrence London back again, Andrew Curtis, Ben Bailey, Christine Green, and our own Mr. Dylan.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So a lot of people going 5 for 5. On our TED 2 opening numbers, that goes to Jake Higgins. Good job. And Robert Burke. Mm-hmm. And then for Max, it is a Hayden Claiborne.
Great.
So
name.
We've got lots of winners. You guys were totally on point. Out of us, I believe I won. Go me.
You did. We're going to need another count, Dylan. because we're illiterate over here.
I think I've won two now.
You know what we'll do on the year anniversary, which is September something of our year anniversary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's when whoever's winning by that time. That's when the bet will commence.
That's pretty good. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's coming up. We're going
to
do a
big
celebration.
So I need to try really hard.
A big celebration for the year. We haven't.
You guys, I tried to find my That Booty Doe shirt, and I think Roxy stole it.
I think she
Roxy.
Ate it.
Yeah.
I got it at my house. Sorry. I busted in the other day.
I stole it.
The whole plan was her to wear it for you to get it back.
I wore it as underwear, so.
Now I will never wear it.
Like Tarzan, love.
Like your legs went through the armhole.
Yeah.
Horrible images. Okay, you guys, we have to get into our show. We're going to give you some numbers. Let's start with the U.S. box office. Then we'll obviously go into international. Yeah. We have a top five list coming at you. And, of course, our games and predictions and such. But let's start with the top of the show. Going from the fifth spot up, starting with Spy. Only dropping 31%, one of the smallest drops on the list, bringing in $7.8 million.
It's hanging tough.
It is. It's staying out longer than San Andreas, longer than... It's doing pretty well. And that's from good reviews. Then we go up to Max in its opening weekend, as I predicted, $12 million.
Yeah.
Pretty strong for what it is. Going up to Ted 2 in the third spot, bringing in 32.9. This is under expectations for this movie, at least what the companies were putting out. It did not perform as well as they wanted, or as some would say, should have. Number two, going to Inside Out, dropping 42%, bringing in $52 million. It just was beat by Jurassic World that brought in $54 million, dropping 49%. So those two really hanging on to the big money.
Well, I knew it was going to be neck and neck. That's dangerously close. For Jurassic Park only to drop 49%,
yeah,
is monumental. I mean, this movie is the fastest ever, the 500 million. I mean, Jesus, the repeat business on this flick has to be immense.
Yeah, rewatchability. Mm-hmm. People are still... I feel like why I saw this movie twice is because I wanted to know if the dinosaur action would hold up, because I thought it failed a little bit for me on character story wise. No, I watched the first time and I was like definitely on the edge of my seat and was like, great dinosaur movie. For like the character stories, like that element, I wasn't as hooked, but I was like, for how they use the dinosaurs and the adrenaline, I was in. So when I saw it the second time, I was like wondering if it was just going to if all of that was going to fade. Because I knew it was going to happen.
Did it?
Not as much as I thought.
Okay.
Like, I was still really engaged and excited about the action. Still had the same character doubts that I had the first time. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't destroyed by, like, me knowing what was going to happen. Yeah. It didn't ruin the action for me.
Okay. I mean, did we all have Inside Out number one this weekend?
Yes.
I think so. I think we did, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you. I thought it was going to be... I thought Jurassic World was going to fall at least 50-something percent.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's third week. Inside Out did so well. Word of mouth was going to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of shocked that Jurassic World beat it out. I mean, it's only about $2 million. And again, who knows?
The actuals will be tighter, probably.
Tighter, probably. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this is a lot about Jurassic World that it could still beat out Inside Out.
Inside Out went up about 200 theaters. Mm-hmm. Jurassic World went down about 93.
That's true, yeah.
Like, we're talking about $2 million on $50 million, like that's so close.
This movie's gonna close up close to $700 million domestic. That's crazy.
It is. It's
I don't really know. I just can't explain it. When Avatar, which was the last box office king, it was a brand new technology.
Mm-hmm.
People were going for that factor alone, which is I think one of the main reasons why I reached that milestone. Mm-hmm. It was a new way to go to the cinema. Avengers did it because you saw something you never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It was something like that was built up after years and years of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic World was just like a sequel to a franchise that kind of went downhill.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know how it's just generating so much. I mean, and maybe if it was an amazing movie,
It's like, well, this now thing, it's becoming the curiosity factor.
Yeah, it's you know? It's a hype machine that's kind of building a positive.
I mean, Cody Hall's seen this nine times.
It's the number one movie of the year by Universal. Of the top three, Universal has Jurassic World and Furious 7, which is the ranked third.
Yeah.
Avengers, might I miss it, is number two and has $452 million, while Jurassic World has $500 million.
This movie's hurting everything in the marketplace. It killed Ted, too.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was shocked, because usually a sequel, like Pitch Perfect 2, you expect the sequel to make at least as much as the first one did, if not more. I didn't think this one was going to make a lot more than the 53 or 58 the first one made.
I overpredicted it, and so did everybody
else. Yeah, so everybody, I thought it would at least get close to 50, which is why I put it over Jurassic Park, because I figured Jurassic Park would fall around 50 to 60.
Yeah, I think the premise was really dumb.
In the yes, the premise. It's
Just put the idiot in like a, get him lost in a supermarket or something like that. Nobody cares about marriage or whatever this guy was doing.
He was trying to do like almost a political satire or something. It's like Ted 2 is not, that's not why we go to Ted 2.
No.
I don't want to see a court drama with a teddy bear.
Have him get like kidnapped by a couple of hookers, and then like maybe like Wahlberg joins a gang and tries to find him, like warriors or something.
Introduce a smaller bear, kind of like, you know, Yogi had Boo.
Yeah, true.
Like, and he was like, you know, a little rascal kind of thing.
Yeah, like Finstock had Little Bobby.
Yeah, exactly. Like Finstock had Little Bobby. But
that's
again,
the next movie after they get married.
Yeah.
Then they have baby.
This movie will make a lot of money overseas. Like, I mean, the first one made over, the first one did 550 worldwide. This one will probably do.
I mean, it's interesting. While Ted 2 is bringing in like 47% ish on Rotten Tomatoes, and Max is bringing in 38, their cinema scores, Ted 2 is at a B+, and Max is at an A.
Yeah. I mean, like, I mean, I think Max is at A because
you
the
saw
people,
Ted 2, right?
Yeah, I did. Did you guys see Ted 2?
No.
0% chance.
Listen, it's not a horror movie.
I'm probably not going to see it.
The first one was enjoyable for me.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, I said it, you're going to laugh throughout the movie, but there's literally no story structure. It's just like, it's like a Family Guy episode. It's just random little jokes that don't add up to a story. And that's fine if you're going to do a 90-minute movie, but the problem with this movie, I also will say, is 2 hours.
Ugh.
Mm.
And again, while you're never bored, you do feel the length, because you're like, if there was a story connecting these 2 hours together, you'd be like, okay, but it feels like these little vignettes of like story that just takes you to different places where nothing feels connected, so it feels a lot longer than it should be. But at the same time, you do laugh.
The only movies that should be over 2 hours are movies with Sly Stallone and Rachel McAdams running around in a bikini. That's it.
The specialist part
two. I disagree with that statement, but
do you think Jurassic World? I mean, did anyone think it would be number one in its third weekend in July?
Obviously, we didn't, because we all got it wrong.
It ends here, though. It ends here.
I think fathers are, they don't want to pay the money it costs to take their family to a theme park, so they're just taking them to Jurassic World.
It's like I would argue that going to the movies now is as much as going to certain theme parks.
Not Disneyland or whatever that is.
Exactly. Not Disneyland, but like Six Flags, Raging Waters. Like,
I guess,
you get like $20 off for handing them like a can of Coke.
It's unbelievable.
Now movie theaters, it's like, oh, it's one ticket's $20. And then plus food, you're at like a $35
movie
ticket.
Yeah, if you're with a chick who's like, doesn't eat at all, you know? Yeah, it's a lot. I'm going to start an adult theme park.
What's going to happen in the adult theme park?
I think they have those in China already.
Topless, they probably do. Just topless everybody, and then...
like a water park?
Yeah.
Oh, water park, now you're talking.
And all the rides would be...
So like a nude beach water park.
No, it'd be like a wet t-shirt park.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Like that idea. See, that's why I like this guy. That's a good idea.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So the next endeavor we'll be embarking on is a wet t-shirt park.
That's going to be the best place.
If anyone in China's listening and you want to invest,
give us
a hit
us up on Facebook.
All right, so these are our upcoming movies. I think it's overall good job, Max. Ted, we're going to see this movie, I think, disappear very, very quickly.
Is anyone
interested in Max here? It's gotten bad reviews from people I know that have seen it, don't like it.
Look, nobody wants to cry. You know what I mean? You go to the movie
I heard
theater.
You're not even going
to
cry. I heard you're going to like...
Really?
It's funny because it's
Rotten
so ridiculous.
Tomatoes, 76%.
Is that 76?
76 no. Audience, 38 critics. Yeah. And then if you look at the cinema score, it has an A.
Yeah. No, A+, over 50 though.
But I think the A+, because it's really a kind of a, you know, going to that... you know, American waving Christian mm-hmm. kind of audience, and I think they're going to eat it up.
Yeah, but
I think the common folk might not really. Yeah, I hear really, it's kind of goofy.
It's 100 degrees everywhere across America.
True, yeah,
do you really want to go into a theater, cry, and then go outside and like eat an ice cream cone? Look, if I want to cry, I'll go watch Rocky V and wonder what could have been.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
That makes sense.
I know. My favorite movie, I think, on this list is going to go to Inside Out. Just saw that this yeah. past week. I think it is, although it gets slow in the middle, from mm-hmm. I think, it is a great coming-of-age story.
People
from
call it a masterpiece.
The Inside Out. It is how they approached it, the decisions they took. It's
yeah.
smart and creative and new, and I hope that this movie continues to do
also,
well.
Also, I love the fact Mad Max is still in the top 10 in America.
Is it really? Wow.
Yeah.
So is Avengers.
So is Avengers. Yeah,
so is Avengers.
Avengers is going to be the fourth highest grossing film this year. That's hard to
yeah,
believe.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a juggernaut.
Jurassic World's going to beat it. Furious
Jurassic
7.
Jurassic World already yeah. beat it.
And so did Furious 7, and then you got Star Wars. And then Creed.
I was lucky enough to go to a screening of Ant-Man on Friday.
Oh, really? But you're on the embargo, right?
I can't. They said we could give general. I'm not mm-hmm. going to say anything. The only thing I'll say, I think it's going to make a lot of money.
Wow.
All right.
That's all right, I'm
well,
going to say.
Let's
wow. say
get into some more numbers. Let's go with the international ones.
International is good.
Yeah. Internationally, Jurassic World took in $737.5 million this weekend. That's in 66 territories. It's
just
top
boring. Just this weekend alone?
No, overall.
Oh, okay.
So
doesn't
far.
Doesn't it say weekend on here? It says on my notes, weekend, but I don't think that is correct.
I'm
pretty sure that's a typo.
If that's happened, Avatar yeah. will be done.
No, it means like, yeah, oh,
well,
so far.
We'll just skip to the next bullet point, which is China took $202 million of
that's
that.
True.
That's true.
Which, combined with Jurassic World's $500 million domestic, makes the film's worldwide total $1.24 billion.
Wow. 3 weeks over $1 billion.
We got another, it's going to do another $600 million, I think.
$202 million in China? I'm convinced it made that much because I think the Chinese believe they could actually make dinosaurs.
Absolutely. They probably have.
They probably do. They probably have some.
I'm scared. I'm scared of that place.
We're going to get attacked
Jurassic
by
Jurassic World dinosaurs.
Pearl Harbor, but on pterodactyls.
Versus Dinobots.
Yeah, they're all coming over in those barges. What do you think's coming over in those barges? They're bringing dinosaurs, and then they're trying to cut their population down, too.
That's true.
And they all come in New York. My buddy, my brother-in-law works on the docks over there. And he says stuff that comes in from China is just absurd.
It's insane?
Yeah.
Can you give an example of anything?
I don't know.
No,
I don't want
can't,
to blow the lid
off. He's lying.
That's what gets fired.
He yeah. can't because he is lying.
Yeah.
We will go into... I need to move this computer because it's bothering me.
I don't know why.
Okay. I'm putting up a barrier. A barrier from that side of the table to this
okay.
side of the
I'm
table.
I'm sure the fans will like that.
Anyway, Inside Out continued, I don't know what that word, continued its measured international release pattern.
Yeah. yeah.
Opening in Belgium, Hungary, India, New Zealand, and the Trinidad. It is not yet opened in major markets including Germany, Italy, Spain, UK, Korea, and Japan.
Hmm. Trinidad's got movie theaters over there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, in the international markets where it has been released, it's made $26.4 million, and for an international total of $78.5 million. These numbers feel so small now after talking about Jurassic World. Inside Out's worldwide total is now $266.4 million. It's bad because like I know how much money this is, mm-hmm. but I'm like...
It's not
you're
Jurassic
not
Park.
There at all yet.
It's just not yet.
Out.
It puts everything in perspective.
It won't get there.
It's not going to get Big Hero 6 money.
I also think when Minions comes out in a few weeks, Pixar is definitely going to take a huge hit.
Yeah, that'll explode.
What do we think about Inside Out Oscar contention?
For best animated, I think it's a lock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is Pixar's best movie in like 4 years.
Well, you got that. You got Home. You got probably Big Hero
Home's
6.
Home's not getting nominated.
Well,
no. if it gets nominated, only because of
Big Hero 6 was 14, my bad.
What's that? Yeah.
Big Hero 6 was 14.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because last mm-hmm. year, I think.
And they won for something.
Yeah, they did.
You might see Box Trolls just because the Academy loves.
Box Trolls was this year.
Wasn't it?
I think it was January. No,
you're right. It was last fall.
Last year.
Yeah.
Oh, crap, that's right.
Yeah.
You Box Trolled them.
Got Box Trolled.
You got Box Trolled.
No, so, but... Inside Out, definitely the heavy hitter this year.
For sure.
Last year, what? Minions at one point got something for the song.
Yeah.
Pharrell's Happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That won everything.
That went and got nominated.
Minions? What came out last year? Despicable Me 2, you mean?
Maybe Despicable Me 2.
Yeah, that was,
whatever,
yeah, it was
Pharrell,
it was like
did
January.
That song, Happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
remember
yeah,
that
yeah,
got
yep.
nominated mm-hmm. in the Oscars for through an animated film?
I used to play that at my house all the time.
But
and then when I used to pick up chicks for dates, I'd be playing that song.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Minions this year will probably beat Inside Out in money, but I don't think it's going to beat it in critical reviews.
Probably not.
And I think Inside Out totally the animated picture we will see in the Oscars this year.
It's the favorite.
All right. Let's get into our game, shall we?
Let's go. I'm ready. I learned some stuff while I was in Columbia.
Are you plotting something?
I've learned some stuff while I was in Columbia, so I'm ready for this.
What did you learn?
Yes. International title game. Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución, no los queremos.
I got a new smoothie mix.
Did you
be really?
Really
proud of me. Yeah.
Where's it at?
I drank it already.
I'll come check it out.
I did an amazing rendition. Yeah, I hear smoothie talk. I come back down from my cloud of greatness, and I come into the middle of a smoothie talk.
It was just really important news. I decided I'm going to target a new sponsor for us,
cool.
And they're going to give me free smoothie mix.
I would do that.
It's called Jamba Juice.
I'm just waiting for you to do that. And just like lose yourself and then fall right up the chair.
I've been waiting for that to go backwards.
All the TVs are going to fall and then we'll just continue.
I want to bring a smoke machine also, so at some point.
It's so hot in here. No.
That'll be great.
All right. Let's get into the game that we just introduced.
Let's do this. It's the foreign movie title game.
I love it.
It's coming from China again. And this week we are going to focus on, you know, for gay marriage and stuff like that, we're going to focus on Channing Tatum movies.
Okay.
Because he's a Magic Mike.
That, yeah.
That's, okay.
I caught a little of Magic Mike this weekend on a regular
XXL
TV.
The first one.
Wow.
Have you never seen it?
I've never seen it.
I never knew it was that.
You guys haven't seen
I never knew it was that heterosexual.
What are you doing?
Never knew.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's super heterosexual.
It's great.
All right.
In reverse. Okay. That being said, let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Magic Mike.
Okay.
In the People's Republic, dance, club, club, club.
Dance, club, club, club.
Right.
What?
That could be a song. Dance, club, club, club.
Foxcatcher.
Oh, nice.
Look over there. It's a pedophile.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm kidding. Kidding.
Okay.
It's called Dark Champion Road.
Dark Champion Road. That's a good title.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good title.
That's pretty good.
Okay. A Guide to Recognizing Your Saints.
Love that movie.
Transformer and the Stripper. Do stuff.
That is not real.
No.
Go ahead. I think.
No.
Last one better be a doozy.
I'm kidding on that one. I'm kidding.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm kidding on that one.
Okay.
Okay, we'll figure out that one. Magic Mike 2. XL, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just Dance Mike. Scale Limit. Just Dance Mike. Scale Limit.
Huh.
And one
Why
more.
Why wouldn't it not be Dance Club, 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 Club?
Club, 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 Club,
Club, Club. Club, Club, Club.
XL. And The Dilemma.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ballin. B-A-L-L-I-N.
Yep.
Plight. Ballin plight.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go again.
Yeah, hit him up.
Side Effects. Oh, no.
What?
No, my bad. Magic Mike, dance, club, club, club.
Okay, so that one's a lie. It's called Side Effects.
No. I had Side Effects there just in case, which is called Drug Life Relationship. But I didn't get to that one because we only do four.
Okay.
Okay, Magic Mike, dance, club, club, club.
Okay.
Foxcatcher, Dark Champion Road.
I like that title.
Yeah, me too.
Magic Mike 2, Just Dance Mike, Scale Limit.
Mm-hmm.
And The Dilemma. Ballin' Plight.
I think one is a lie because I think it's called Just Dance Mike. And then I think the second one's called Just Dance Mike, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So I think Dance Club, 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 Club is a lie.
Is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Man. It's tough.
What you gonna do?
You gotta think
what
of not...
Do
which one's fake?
You?
Look over there.
I almost want to say Fox... Fox... catcher.
Dark Champion Road?
Yeah, because it's such a good title. I don't think it would... That's unlike China to have a good title to go with it.
That is true.
I'm going to go with Foxcatcher.
Okay.
Let's hear from the booth.
I might go with the dilemma. I mean, do they say ballin' in Chinese? Yeah.
That was my question. I did have that question as well.
I want to put it by him.
So it might mean something different. It might be like ballin'. I don't know. Yeah. Something different. But Sarah's right.
Damn it.
Sarah's is my reason right?
It is. No, it's not. Darn it. It's called Dance Club. I just added Club Club.
Club Club. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah's
just
on a roll.
And the other one is just Dance
roll.
Mike
I
Scale
need to go
Limit.
To Vegas.
She's doing well for herself. I think it's the steps.
Gets the blood flowing to the brain.
Yeah, she's getting shredded.
I'm trying. All right.
Damn it.
Great. Another point for me.
Well done, Sarah.
Yeah. Let's move on to the top five grossing list. Benicio del Toro.
Yes.
Benicio.
Mm-hmm.
Del Toro. Exactly. He is our inspiration.
Unfortunately, I don't think his movie did that well this weekend.
It didn't. I was expecting it to do really well.
Yeah.
And then when I looked at the numbers, it wasn't even on the list.
How much did it bring in?
I think they...
Like, did it get mentioned at all?
It's no, like in memory of.
Yeah, I don't even think they put it out.
Is it in memory of Benicio?
Let's see if I can find it.
There's an embargo on it.
I'm not seeing it.
Escobar.
It didn't even make the top 20.
Might not. Maybe only opened in like a couple theaters. That's probably why.
I'm not seeing it anywhere. Hold on.
It was probably only shown at the compound I was at in Columbia.
Maybe. That's probably
that's
it.
That's the only reason it was on
there. It might not even be a real movie. I mean, I'm not sure.
Might have to look further into this.
Yeah.
Let's get into these movies, starting with The Hunted,
mm-hmm.
bringing in $34 million in 2003.
Tommy Lee Jones was getting $20 million in a movie at this point. Off of Fugitive and First Marshal or U.S. Marshal.
Yeah, I remember this movie. I saw some theaters. I think I was working at a theater when this came out, mm-hmm. actually. And it's basically kind of like very similar story to First Blood. Like, Del Toro is like a soldier who kind of goes nuts, comes back to America. And then, like, you know, the Fugitive way, Tommy Jones playing his mentor, almost a Colonel Trautman in his movie, has to go find him and kill him. And it comes to my theory that don't ever make a movie that is anything like First Blood, mm-hmm. because you're automatically putting yourself in the
Yeah, control. Don't even do movies with the first name John in it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do it. You can't duplicate that kind of movie. I think Tommy Lee Jones got paid $20 million for this, but $15 million went to his makeup artist to do his makeup the whole time.
Why?
So he got five. The makeup artist got $15 million.
Why so much?
You ever see that? You see that guy's the grooves and crevices in his face?
No.
Going up to number four, Savages, $47 million, 2012. Am I right on this movie? Is this the Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
directed by Oliver Stone?
She wasn't supposed to be in it. Jennifer Lawrence was supposed to be in it.
I'll set up Blake Lively.
Yes. At the last second, she dropped out to do a little movie. I don't know if anybody heard of it before. It's called The Hunger Games.
I feel like I hated this movie.
I didn't hate it, but Del Toro plays a like hitman for the cartel.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she's got two boyfriends.
I feel like I remember being bored, and I was like,
really?
How in the world can I be bored in this movie when like all it is like drugs and fighting and like having sex.
And it's
like,
Oliver Stone, too.
And I just remember kind of feeling bored.
I can't be bored in a movie when Salma Hayek pops up every 5 minutes with probably the greatest cleavage I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, she's got the best breast ever. I mean, it's not
it's
even
a Hall of Famer.
It's not even a question.
First ballot.
And
she's the hottest woman in the world.
We've talked about today. We have Rachel McAdams, Eva Mendes, Salma Hayek.
I mean, come on. Salma Hayek.
Savages made $47 million. That's how old Salma Hayek is.
And she married a billionaire. She doesn't have to do
it. What's that game called?
I'm hoping she's free when she's 60.
What's that game called?
Which
Kill.
Game?
F. Mary Kill?
Yes.
F. Mary Kill, yes.
Okay. Rachel McAdams.
Oh, maybe we should do that weekly.
Rachel McAdams. Eva Mendes.
Don't get excited.
Salma Hayek. Let's go.
Okay. Wow, that's a good one, Sarah.
Married. Oh, Jesus.
So now you go F. Mary Kill.
F. Mary Kill.
Because we can't say that one.
F. Mary Kill.
Uh-huh. Man.
I'll go right ahead and say I'll marry Selma Hayek because
okay.
I loved her since Desperado.
Mm-hmm.
It's love at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. It's love because mm-hmm. Rachel and Eva came around later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez, man, I don't want to kill any of them.
Well, you have
all right,
to.
I
that's the game.
All right. I IF Eva Mendes. Okay. And I kill Rachel McAdams, but I kill her by having too much sex with her.
Yeah. That's not how this game is played.
I could kill her.
That's not how this game is played.
I would...
I hate to say that, because Rachel McAdams
you just
is pressing
killed.
Me
you just killed Rachel
yeah,
McAdams.
I'm going to go, yeah. Since you're married to Selma Hayek, I can't marry her. Unless we're in Utah. I would F... Rachel McAdams.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Because I think she does everything.
You're like, killing one of those.
So you're marrying Eva and you're killing Selma Hayek?
No. Yeah.
You're killing yeah. Selma Hayek.
Yeah, you because, killed Selma Hayek.
Yeah, but you're allowed to have sex with her, then you kill her. So
no,
else
that's
have sex
not
with her.
How the game is played.
Yeah, it's, you know, it was a tough situation, but I think, you know, Rachel's a little younger.
Here's the thing, you gotta go by what you've
she
seen.
She doesn't have a baby.
Yeah.
Unless Selma got a C-section, but no one knows.
Here's the thing, you gotta go by what you've seen. I've seen Eva Mendes in Training Day, totally nude on a bed.
Yeah.
I've seen Selma, Desperado, great love scene.
Yeah.
There's not enough evidence out there, Rachel McAdams. She hasn't done any nude scenes yet.
Yeah, but she's a white girl. She does everything. Okay, let's go. Let's get it.
Okay.
Let's
move on. Back to our number three, The Wolfman. $61 million in 2010.
I'm going to need 5 minutes to come down from that.
Yeah,
that's
a rough
game.
One. That blew my, it totally blew my mind.
The Wolfman, directed by Joe Johnson, who actually came out last minute because mm-hmm. the original director, Mark Romanek or something like that, mm-hmm. I can't pronounce his name. You yeah. guys know I'm bad at pronouncing.
Right.
So I think it was an okay movie. And he literally did the best job he could coming out literally last minute because the director dropped out right before the movie ended.
You know why he dropped out?
No.
To marry Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
That's lucky if he did.
Yeah.
No.
He, a couple of nights before the movie's, you know, getting on set, he had a dream, a recurring dream with Lon Chaney, the original Wolfman.
I was about to say, who's Lon Chaney?
And he was coming to him going, Mark, don't direct this movie. And you know what? He finally gave in to the, you know, the original Wolfman and didn't direct it.
Wow.
Are you telling the truth?
Yeah.
What is the source on this?
I don't know.
BuzzFeed. You can find it on BuzzFeed.
That's crazy. I mean, Romanek, the guy is kind of, he's out there. Like, he's an yeah. out there kind of guy. He's a very independent filmmaker, so I wouldn't be surprised.
And then, you know, Benicio del Toro, they were like, yeah, you're going to need like 4 hours worth of makeup a day. He came in there without shaving or cutting his hair for about 6 months. He cut the makeup down to about 20 minutes.
Yeah, the actual CG in the
we're
movie
going on
is
now.
Putting
yeah.
the regular...
We're going to go to my favorite
yeah.
movie
that
on
was, yeah,
the
that,
list.
It took him 4 hours to take the hair off.
My favorite movie on the list. Okay. Going to that one.
Oh, really? Oh.
Number two.
Oh, it was your favorite, huh?
Yeah, okay. Of this list, Sin City. $74 million, 2005.
Wow, was that long ago?
Yes. Yeah.
You would have been great in Jessica Alba's part.
Oh, I'll take it, but I can't beat Jessica Alba. That
yeah,
woman.
You could. You got a better body than her.
No,
yeah,
she's insane.
I saw it the other day.
that's scary. All right. But Sin City made $74 million. Then they have, of course, their remake, what, last year? Two years ago?
12, I think.
Yeah.
With Sin City, with Eva Green adding into the cast.
Yeah. So the first Sin City, I think, because
Sophia
it was so...
Sophia Vergara. No, it was Mustachio, whatever. Yeah.
It was so different.
I loved it.
When Sin City came out, it was like he really took that graphic novel.
That style.
Black and white. Yeah.
It was fantastic. It was interesting to watch.
It had the Tarantino / Robert Rodriguez kind of label on it. So everyone just was
scene,
like so cool. Yeah, he directed the scene with Clive Owen and Benicio del Toro's head?
I think that's what it was.
It
yeah.
was Benicio del Toro?
Yeah, the salesman rings twice, something, whatever
yeah.
it's called.
But
yeah, Kim Basinger refers to Mickey Rourke as the human ashtray.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not sure why. But
yeah, what does that mean? Like, you can just, like, burn him and he doesn't feel it?
He's just a complete dirtbag.
Okay.
Oh.
I guess that makes sense.
That was not the visual I got.
You know, I haven't revisited Sin City in a long time. I liked it, but I remember, like, revisiting it not being as... liking it as much. It's something
I
need to
revisit. It's a big screen movie.
Yeah, I guess so.
I like it better in theaters.
I didn't see the sequel, but I heard it wasn't very good.
I still watched it. Eva Green's in it. I love Eva Green.
I love Eva Green, yeah.
All right, number one going to Traffic, $124 million, 2000.
It's a good movie.
A Best Picture winner, I believe.
Yes.
Again, ensemble cast, Michael Douglas, Don Cheadle, Luis Guzman.
Yeah.
Guzman plays Del Toro's kind of like... Mm-hmm. No, Guzman plays a cop in this one, actually.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, Del Toro's like this drug dealer who's kind of... No, he's undercover, right? He's undercover in the cartel, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since I revisited this film. It's Soderbergh's most well-received film. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge fan of that director overall.
Well, he won the Best Director, didn't he?
He might have. He might have.
I think three Stevens, won an Oscar, and one Benicio.
Yeah.
So Soderbergh won, Steven Zalian won for writing. There was another Steve who won, and Benicio won Best Supporting.
I remember
the most from this movie is the kid from That 70s Show doing sex and drugs with Michael Douglas' daughter.
Oh, yeah. That's where I fell in love with Erica Christensen for a little while, too. I really met her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I met her in a club, and she was, like, talking some crazy stuff, and I was like, I'm out of here.
The film won Academy Awards in categories Best Director, Best Supporting Actor, Best... for Del Toro, Best Film Editing, Best Adapted Screenplay. It was also nominated for Best Picture alongside Aaron Brockovich, but lost to Gladiator.
Oh, yeah, lost to Gladiator.
Right.
Aaron Brockovich was also Steven Soderbergh. He had two movies that year.
Yes.
Did he really?
Yeah. That's
Jesus.
Crazy.
Yeah, he was on fire.
Traffic was also nominated for 5 Golden Globes. And
you know the cocaine.
Also, Del Toro won the Screen Actors Guild for outstanding performance by male actor in leading role.
I'm glad Gladiator won because I like Traffic, but I think it was a little overhyped. I think something
same here.
Gladiator is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Really?
Yeah, top five for sure.
It definitely needed to win that. Like I said, the coke they were snorting in this movie was dried milk.
Oh, really?
And the guy Corey Spears was sniffing so much of it because he kept screwing up his part that he had to go to the hospital.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Was he lactose?
He was over-lactating. The dried milk was coming out of his breast.
That is our list for this week.
Can I just say I'm surprised Usual Suspects is on this, but he's not really...
It only made $26 million in the theater, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's one of those movies that hit it.
He's in a lot of those critically acclaimed movies that don't make any money, and he's fantastic in everything he does.
That's why he keeps getting work.
He's an artist.
We're moving on to our upcoming films.
He was in Guardians, too. But we didn't really count that.
We didn't count that.
We barely.
We're going to now get into our upcoming films, and we've got two big things to talk about.
Do we ever.
Two movies. One about robots, and another one about guys built like robots.
Yes.
If you don't know what we're talking about, those movies would be Terminator Genesis and Magic Mike XXL.
I mean, Terminator... You saw that
Well. I did not see Terminator.
You guys did.
A lot of people have on our crew, and the word... I mean, the review's already out.
I'm surprised they released the review.
Getting trashed.
38% Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
I told you it was going to be terrible with that when Schwarzenegger does that
smile
in the car.
And they have Amelia Clark. How can you do wrong with Amelia Clark?
That's where I think they were trying to get their money from. Listen, this movie's going to make money.
It's going to make money. Here's my thing. I remember the first tweet I saw was from a friend of the show, Nick Mundy. And all he wrote was, it's Die Hard 5 bad.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. Because Die Hard 5 was a monstrosity. I mean, it was just so bad. Listen, from what I am hearing from people that have seen it, like the Schmoes, the best thing about the movie, it's Arnold. He does a good job playing the Terminator again.
That's good. Surprising.
So that's a plus side. Yeah.
That I'm thoroughly surprised by.
I'm thoroughly surprised by, too. But when he's the best, they say, this is what they've been saying, he's the best actor in the movie. If Arnold's the best actor in your movie... there's some problems.
Emily Clark's not proven in Emilia Clarke is not proven in anything but Game of Thrones. So this is a big budget movie for her.
She's fantastic.
She's got a dog named Roxy too.
Does she really?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Let Roxy know that next time you see her.
That she has a dog named Roxy. I'm not gonna let her.
Well,
know
if she
that.
Ever runs into Emilia Clarke, she'll have a starting point.
there's a controversy on set because Schwarzenegger is MSP.
MSP.
I don't know what that means.
What is that?
Yep. He has Mickey Slipper potential.
Mickey Slipper potential.
Yeah. So the director was like, look out for Arnold.
I got it.
Because, you know, he's on the prowl tonight. And, you know, guys like him have Mickey Slipper potential.
This movie does not bode well from the critics, but it will make money. They've really been pushing their marketing.
What's it on Rotten right now? Is it
38?
Oh, it's 38. I didn't hear saying this.
38.
I mean,
versus Magic Mike, which is at 64.
Here's the thing. From what I heard, like, they go back in time. It's very, sounds similar to, like, Back to the Future 2, where they revisit past movies moments. Mm-hmm. And I think they do that. And I think what people are liking about this movie is when you're being reminded of the better movies.
Sure.
I'm going to see it. I'll see anything called Die Hard or Terminator, even if it's bad, because I need to go in
and there's a
and
lot
see
of people
it with my own eyes.
With you on that.
Yeah. I mean, I cannot not go see it. If it's bad, I need to be able to be in that conversation of this is why it's bad.
Yeah, so, you want to be knowledgeable.
Yeah,
when you're on a movie show.
Very.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna see it.
Says the guy who doesn't watch movies.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm just a good listener.
I mean, my expectations are at the absolute bottom. There's nowhere it could go. I mean, it can't be worse than I'm imagining. So we'll, you know, we'll see how it turns
out. The action's good. There's just the story's weird.
All right, we'll see.
But whatever.
Hopefully, James Cameron, by the way, gets the rights back to Terminator in 3 years, no matter what.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just hold tight.
Remember, take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
But that's part of the part that they are pushing in their advertising is what James Cameron's saying about it. They're like pushing that he's on board. But he has to be on board because...
Yeah, it's Terminator.
It's Terminator and it's money.
He wants this thing to fail just so he can be like, see, that's what happens when you make a movie without me.
Right.
No, he was busy building submarines.
Yeah,
and true. Going to different planets or something.
He did.
All right, well, let's see how this is going to affect all of our predictions. Terminator coming out, Magic Mike. We still have got Jurassic World and Inside Out bringing in huge numbers. And then that fifth spot going to somewhere along the lines of Max... Bye.
Where do you think Magic? What do you think about Magic Mike by XXL? By the way,
you know, Ken Knapsack.
We gotta talk about that a little bit.
We do have to talk about that a little bit more.
Ken Knapsack auditioned for a part as the strip club owner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm on board now.
Yeah. he didn't get it.
Okay.
They gave it to what's his name?
I don't know.
Who is? Oh,
the guy from Purple Rain. The club owner from Purple Rain.
They brought him back. I have no idea.
Yeah, they got the Detroit hat. They brought him back.
I haven't seen Purple Rain so long.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk
about
it.
Are you excited for the movie?
Yeah, I'll totally see this one.
Did you see the first one?
Yes.
You loved it.
What do girls do when they go see this? What do they do? Do they get drunk beforehand?
Is it like you go with a bunch of girlfriends? Is it kind of
I go with last time. I think it was like one or two girlfriends.
Okay.
And just watch.
Do you have plans already to go see this one?
No.
Do they have
set plans to see.
Do they have that seat that George Clooney had in Burn While Reading?
You know,
we're just gonna skip this.
You know, can I just say I was
not
hoping
to listen to you.
I hope Magic was gonna be like XXXL and it's like overweight guys that trying to be
that would be really
that trying to be like male strippers. You could make it a comedy like Kevin James. what else can we get?
You could
his brother.
A hologram of Chris Farley.
We're gonna bring in some facts now about Magic Mike XXL.
Oh, what you got?
Magic Mike opened to $39 million.
Made that much?
Yes,
on opening.
Of course.
And then finished with 113.
Okay.
This, of course, is before you have Channing Tatum's all of his 22 Jump Street.
He's a much bigger
all
star
the
now.
People he's brought out with that.
It's like going to a Ricky Martin concert or yoga. It's going to be full of chicks.
Is Matthew McConaughey at all in the sequel?
That I don't know off the top of my head.
No, he's not.
No, because that was before the McConaughey.
They couldn't do it. They couldn't pay him the money. He wanted a ton of cash.
I mean,
he stole the first movie.
Are they adding anybody into this film? Like, is there anybody like really new?
Let's find out.
Yeah,
I know. Well, the main players are coming back.
Pettifer's gone. I think
Pettifer's gone.
I think he's gone. Yeah.
And Meg, what's that guy? Joe
Magnolia.
He's still in it.
Magnolia.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in it.
That's not his name.
That dude's dating Sofia Vergara, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
Luckiest man in the world.
Isn't he engaged?
Are they engaged now?
They said
put a ring on it, buddy.
They had to put meat on him for the poster. They said he was too shredded.
Matt Bomer is one of the other.
Okay.
Adam Rodriguez.
Oh, Jada Pinkett Smith plays a club owner in this one.
Ugh. She's the worst.
What's wrong with Jada?
She's the worst. She raises her kids
3 years
idiots.
After Mike bowed out of the stripper life at the top of his game, he and the remaining Kings of Tampa hit the road to Myrtle Beach to put on one last blowout performance.
Blowout, all right.
There you go.
So they're retiring after this one. There's no Magic Mike 3.
No, it will be.
There could be. You never really know. But Channing Tatum bringing in the numbers for 22 Jump Street were like opening at 57, ending up with 191. Like, he is a big star, even though, what was it, that one movie, Jupiter Ascending?
Bomb. Yeah, so Wachowski's.
Horrible.
Hit the Spock ears.
I can totally see a Pitch Perfect Magic Mike crossover.
Yeah.
Because the plots sound very similar.
Yeah.
The strongest opening that Channing Tatum has ever had was the Lego movie with 69.
I wouldn't even count that.
And that, I don't think, counts. Then it goes to 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, 22.
57, and then G.I. Joe, The Rise of the Cobra, 54.
She came out and said recently that he hated...
Yeah.
He said he was on Howard Stern. He said he hated that movie.
He hated... Well,
it was terrible.
He just... he didn't get cast for the person he wanted, but he was already on contract.
What they should do for like the premiere or something like that is get a bunch of chicks in there and throw like a fake screen and start the movie where they're all dancing and then just lift the screen up and then there'll be real dudes there.
Oh, well, they did actually. There's a video online if you want to see it. They did a test screening and they put Channing Tatum in fake old makeup to make him like an old man.
Like Uncle Drew?
Yeah, like Uncle Drew. And then they had like these strippers come out and then he came out pretending to be the old man and start lap dance on girls. And then as he was giving the girl lap dance, he ripped the mask off and it was Channing Tatum and the girl lost her mind.
Oh, she probably just, her clothes probably just flew off.
All right. They should do the dancing bear. Let's translate these things into predictions. JT, since you weren't here last week, guess who gets to go first? You.
All right. This is tough.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, it's a 5-day.
It's a 5-day.
But we're doing 3-day.
Are we doing 3-day?
Are we doing 3-day or 5-day?
I think we got to do 3-day.
Yeah,
that's what we've done in the past.
We typically do 3-day.
Yeah, let's do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even though Terminator opens Wednesday. I don't think a lot of people are going to go see it till Friday.
So does Magic Mike open on Wednesday?
Does it also?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Which is really going to mess with our numbers.
Listen, I got to give it to Terminator. Even though I think the movie's going to be crap. Mm-hmm. It's 4th of July. People want to go see explosions. It's Arnold. Mm-hmm. Arnold hasn't done great in the box office lately, but this is what Arnold is. He's the Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have Emilia Clarke, which I think is going to bring in some of the Game of Thrones people. I think it's going to be number one. So easy number one. I think Magic Mike, because it is rated R, that's the only reason why I don't think it's going to take out Terminator. I'm going to put number two.
Mm.
I think that first one opened at 38. Mm-hmm. Unlike Ted 2, this one's going to do more than the original.
Okay.
So I think number 2's got to be Magic Mike. Number 3's, I'm going to say Inside Out. Then I'm going to put Jurassic World, and then I'll do Ted 2.
You're going to keep it with Ted?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. Terminator, Magic Mike, Inside Out, Jurassic, Ted.
So where do you think Inside Out and Jurassic are dropping to?
Well, again, I think they're
going to... Because if you have it dropping 50%, you're bringing in 27, which means...
No, I think everything's going to do really well.
Okay.
I think they're not going to have that big a drop-off.
Uh-huh.
Because it is the 4th of July weekend. Terminator is the new big blockbuster. It's going to be number one, in
absolutely.
My opinion.
Do you guys consider 4th of July a family holiday, or is it like a friend holiday?
I prefer
holiday?
To be... It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both. It's not like just a family holiday.
Well, like I would argue that like Christmas and Thanksgiving are much more family holidays. Mm-hmm. Like people fly home for those holidays. You don't fly anywhere for 4th of July.
Fourth of July,
you're like forced to spend it with your family.
And you get drunk and hang out and look for chicks.
4th of July is typically a big budget weekend for movies.
Yeah.
Independence Day started that whole 4th of July big movie. It's mm-hmm. Every 4th of July you have a big blockbuster. And this weekend it is Terminator.
Yeah. It's a great release day for them.
And I think Jurassic Park, it's at what, 54? It's going to fall to like 40.
Mm-hmm.
Inside Out might be like 43, 42. It's going to be really close.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But I got Terminator, I think it's going to be around 60. Whereas Magic Mike might be close to 50.
Okay. Okay.
Right, that's it. Who's next?
Wow. You know,
You like what you're hearing?
You want to go, sir? I'm happy. No,
okay.
You ain't going to win this week. But.
All right, let's hear.
No, I don't want to go yet.
Okay. You want me to go?
I'm debating on...
All right.
I'm debating with something.
You know, number one's going to be Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll do, over the 5 days, like 60. So probably the 3-day weekend, it'll probably do like, I don't know, 40, something like that. It'll probably make 20 in the first 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I'm going to go with Inside Out.
Wow. I think he has a good point.
There's no other. I mean, because look, here's the deal. Terminator's going to take away from Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
there's no question about that. Mm-hmm. It has to. And then, you know, Inside Out only has,
So where you put Magic Mike is what I'm curious about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number two is Inside Out at $40 million.
Okay.
That's for 5 days. 3 days, probably 25.
Okay.
Jurassic Park, 35.
Wow, you're really underestimating the magic.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I did underestimate the, you know, the gay pride, mm-hmm. the gay whatever marriage thing, and now everybody's going to go out and see Magic Mike. But I'm going to go number four, Magic Mike, at 35. Very close to Jurassic. Probably Jurassic ekes it out by, like, you know, $1 million or something. The gap is going to be very thin.
Okay.
Sort of like...
You think it's going to make less than the first movie?
Cupid Girl with thick thighs.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying it's going to make less than its predecessor.
Right.
Which I don't agree with.
And I think you're going to see Ted 2 fall off drastically, probably into the low teens. So Terminator number 1, Inside Out number 2, Jurassic Park number 3, Magic Mike number 4, and Ted number 5.
Sarah, that's interesting. Sarah, I'm not going to go with that.
Sarah, are you
going
to give me some competition this week? Because this is not even close.
Number 1, I will agree with the Terminator. Definitely going to be number 1. Number 2, I'm giving it to Magic Mike. Because I think we're going to see at least a 42.
Yeah.
You keep
opener.
On doing it. It's
then
doing
number
that.
3, I will give it to Inside Out because Inside Out's now going to steal some of the audience from, mm-hmm. like, Jurassic World's audience is going to Terminator and Magic Mike.
No so, guys are going to see Magic Mike. That's 49%.
I disagree.
Girlfriends are going to drag them.
Yeah.
Because guys that didn't want to see it the first time saw it with their girlfriends and liked it.
And that's why it made more money the first time is because guys actually did sign on.
Watch out for the MSPs.
All right. Terminator, Magic Mike, Inside Out, Jurassic World. And then, so I think I'm on board with
you. Yeah, you're right there with me.
But I'm going to throw number 5 to Max.
Oh, wow.
I think it has stronger legs than Ted, too.
Okay.
No way. What are you, crazy?
No, shh.
Okay.
I like that choice.
I don't want to do the same list as him.
I guess you really want a Twitter, then.
All right, so yeah, if that's what you want to do. I think you're right on the ball.
Yeah, you're right on the ball. You're on such a good roll.
You know what? I can't do the same list.
Yeah,
sure
yeah.
you can, because we can predict the number.
I'm not going to do the same list. I'm going to give it to Max.
All right.
Okay. Which I agree is probably not the best. Yeah.
I'm going for 5 for 5.
I think I got this one.
Not with Magic Mike at number 2.
Not with Magic Mike. What do you got, 4? You're insane. This is going to do 50 Shades type money.
Those girls
ran out to see that movie. I mean, it's not going to be that... It's not going to make as much as 50 Shades, but it's going to get that atmosphere.
Yeah, but nobody goes to the movies on July 4th. They always go... They're partying with fireworks and barbecues.
There's fireworks in the theaters for women.
We will see.
There's going to be.
All right, let's get some callers.
Yeah, let's
and
do some
get
calls.
Their viewpoints, because they're more right than we are.
That's true.
Maybe.
Do we have someone?
There we go. Hey, welcome to the box office. Who we got?
Hey, it's Max from Quebec.
Hey, what's up, Max?
What's up, Max? Not Max the dog.
Max the dog.
Yeah.
No, I'm not Max the dog.
All right, good.
Man, I was gonna say that dog's smarter than I thought.
Yeah, there you go. What's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you guys?
Good, man. Good.
You gonna go see Magic Mike this weekend?
Absolutely not. I'm gonna go see Terminator on Wednesday.
See, there you go.
Terminator.
Ah, but he's going on Wednesday, which means his money is not going to count.
Well, let's see if Max's top 5 is anywhere near ours.
Max, you got your top 5 for this week?
Yeah, I got my top 5. Number 5, I still think that Ted 2 is gonna be at number 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Number 4 is going to be Terminator. No one's going to see it. The trailers today didn't really sell the movie very, very good.
Damn, okay. You're gone.
Yeah.
Did you see how many people saw San Andreas? Sorry, just throwing it
out. Okay, Mark, that's bold.
All right, number 3?
Yeah. Number 3, Magic Mike XXL.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Inside Out, and number 1, Jurassic World.
Wow.
You know what? Hey, look. It's hard to underestimate Jurassic World. I mean, can it do this? Again, maybe. So you're basically saying that Terminator is going to make like $35 million over the 5-day?
3-day.
3-day?
Yeah, I don't really think it's going to make a lot of money because of the trailers. I don't think people are sold. I talked to a lot of friends when the second trailer came out, and they didn't think it was going to be that good, and they weren't going to see it.
You could be right. I mean, if nobody knows anything.
If that happens, that company is going to be...
If you win,
heads will roll on Monday.
If you win that, send your information to JTE and we'll send you something cool.
Lawrence London knows a lot. He's consistently right.
All right, man. Well, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, Max.
All right. Thanks.
Who we got?
I still think that was a dog.
So we need a prediction or a question?
Welcome to Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got today? Can you hear us?
I believe there's an inner power that makes winners or losers. And the winners are the ones who really listen to the truth of their hearts.
That's
JTE, Finstock, Ultimate Showdown, 2015 champion.
Oh, nice,
Anthony
dude.
York, I'm out.
Nice.
Nice.
Thanks, dude.
I love it. It's a t-shirt.
Yes.
Great
call.
It's a t-shirt.
Great
call. Great call. Support.
Were you being quoted or was that made up?
I think he wants us to win.
That was great. Oh, man.
Fantastic call. I also want you to win.
I'm ready. We're going to win. Don't worry. We're going to take the whole thing. Next caller, who do we got?
Hey, it's Dylan.
Hey, yeah, there he is. The man, the myth,
Dylan, congrats on getting 5 for 5.
Yeah, well done, buddy.
Thank you.
I mean, I wasn't around last week, so that's probably why. But still, yeah. Good job. what's going on, man?
Good job.
Do you want to give your top five?
Or do you want to give us a question?
Or both.
Take your pick.
Well, I got a question, too. Well, okay. First of all, I think you are insane for underestimating Magic Mike. I think it's going to pull similar to, like, Pitch Perfect 2.
I'm sorry. Who are you pointing your finger at?
Well, I got it at number 3. Where do you got it at?
I have it at
1.
Wow.
I did it at 2. You had it at 3.
I did have it at 2.
We have it at
You're
2.
Right. I had it at 2.
I got it at 4.
Yeah. I got it at 2. Listen, Magic Mike's going to make a lot of money, but Terminator, come on.
Yeah, you're not beating Terminator, and you're not beating Inside Out. It's not going to be.
It's going to be Inside Out.
There's no
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it has the women vote.
Magic Mike, the first Magic Mike, opened higher than Salvation.
And ooh, that's
this
big.
Is getting similar reviews. Magic Mike came off of a good movie that everyone liked.
Salvation didn't have Arnold Schwarzenegger as
yeah.
a Terminator.
Yeah, and it had Mick G as the director. Guy's a hack.
It's like Rambo with no Rambo in it.
Yeah.
you got to yeah. have the guy in there.
Yeah, it's like even Baby Rambo didn't. Even Baby Rambo did money.
Yeah. Okay, so... Wow.
We can't underestimate him. He was the governor.
That's true. You're right, man. Chantan will be laughing all the way to the bank.
Look, those chicks love guys with abs and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that you might be right. I might be horribly wrong here.
I don't see. If Terminator loses a Magic Mike, holy crap.
It won't
I
do
will
that.
Laugh.
No way. Dylan,
I will
that's crazy.
Laugh. so hard.
You got a question, Dylan, or is that just a statement?
Yeah, July 1st is the halfway point of the year, so what's your favorite movie of the year so far?
Easy peasy.
Mad Max.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah. I think it's Mad Max.
Yeah, come on, man. I've seen it 4 times, and every time I'm just enthralled. Now,
what first jumps to my mind, at least.
I mean,
I'm trying to think.
There's some other good movies out there, like Ex Machina was good, but I thought the ending wasn't great. I really like What We Do in the Shadows was one of my favorite comedies this year.
I didn't think that was as great as everyone made it out to be.
I mean, it's a dry humor. I think you have to...
I love New Zealand Home. I love it.
Oh, really? You didn't like it, huh?
I felt like it could have been more edited, in my opinion. But.
Okay, but here's the thing. Mad Max is another level. It's almost a perfect movie.
I really liked Kingsman.
See, I like Kingsman, but I thought
I mean,
it was
not going to beat Mad Max for me yet, but Kingsman, Ex Machina, Mad Max, what else?
Oh, 71 was really good, too, this year. 71 is one of those indie films that a lot of people aren't talking about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's with Jack O'Connell, and it takes place like...
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Yeah, that
it's
was
good.
Really,
very good.
Really good.
You're not putting
How about
Mordecai?
You, Dylan?
Jack's my buddy.
No, we're not putting Mordecai. Dylan, what's your favorite movie of the year so far?
Yeah, it has to be Mad Max.
Yeah, thank you.
It has to be.
Mine's Ex Machina.
Ex Machina? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Dylan. Well, dude, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah. John Beavers.
Oh, well. I mean, you know what?
Dylan, we don't mention that on the show anymore.
We can't because
it's been forbidden.
I get too excited. I punch holes outside in the studio walls.
Also, for legal reasons, The Gunman was also my favorite movie this year.
Yes, correct. Correct.
All right. Thanks a lot, right, Dylan. Vince You're kicking Dylan. Ass on Facebook, too, buddy.
All right, guys. We are over way over on time, so we have to wrap it up. Thank you all so much for listening, commenting, sending in all of your stuff, beating us on your predictions. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to subscribe. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes. It would be very much appreciated. We are Box Office Breakdown. We're here on Mondays. And we're on Popcorn Talk.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter.
Do that part.
At SchmoesJTE.
Yeah.
At Bob Finstock, right?
Yeah, at Bob Finstock. We're going to have a special guest next week. He's back.
Oh. Yeah. I wonder who that could be.
Get prepared, everybody. All right. We are signing off. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks. Keep watching those movies.
Poof.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.